Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We welcome you to Southeastern Louisiana University and KSLU 90.9 FM. This is your community interest show for the North Shore. We are so happy that you took the time to join us today. It's the holiday season, and we want to make sure that you don't miss a thing. So in order to do that, we open the show with a very special thank you to the Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor. Sponsor a Point of View. Ready for the holiday season, downtown merchants offer gifts for family and friends with the opportunity to support local businesses. Providing a little something for all ages, downtown Hammond includes boutiques, restaurants, art galleries, and weekly events at the Children's Discovery Center for the youngest Hammond residents. More information is available through the Downtown Development District website at www.dddhammond.com. Special thanks to the Hammond Downtown Development District for underwriting Point of View and making it possible for me to visit today with Deborah Kirby, our social worker with the North Oaks Hospice, and my good friend, I might add.
Thank you, Deborah,
Rosa. It's always so good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. And Deborah, I want to take this opportunity to thank you and the North Oaks Hospice team, Mr. Goble and Sister June. I've known for a year now that you were a phone call away, and even when I didn't pick up that phone to call, there were times when Mr. Goble or Sister June would pick up the phone to call and say, "Rosa, we haven't heard from you. How are you doing?" And all of this because almost a year now, I lost my sweet dad, and it's been a tough year,
Deborah. It's a hard year, isn't it? And I am proud of our hospice team because we get to work with people like you and try to make it a little bit better.
Thank you.
And then watch you help each other.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, you're going to be so tickled with me. I've been going the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month to Sister June's bereavement group, and twice I have been so proud. Because people in that group, you know, we share our phone numbers afterwards if you want to. You don't have to, but if you like to go to lunch, we go to lunch. And once again, if you want to, fine. If you don't, that's okay, too. Twice people in the group have called me.
What a compliment.
Oh, it is. It is. It made me feel so good. It was so hopeful to me that they thought I was a little forward, a little further along the journey.
In your journey. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they liked what they saw, and they wanted to know what I had been doing, and I was so flattered.
And they could identify with you and see, maybe I'll be there in a week, a month,
yes.
or 2 months.
It was wonderful, and it gave me an opportunity to pull my notes out from Sister June's topics of conversation and to go over them again and things I had written down. And so, yes, I'm happy. I'm very happy when people call, and I thank God I'm given the opportunity to share with someone what I've learned in this past year.
Well, the group is led by Sister June, but the true leaders are the members that go. And you move each other along, and you help each other along, and you hold each other up when you need that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is a tough time of year. The holidays are supposed to be joy-filled and family get-togethers, and for most people, they are. But yet there's stress, there's depression, there's high expectations of what could ruin the holidays or hurt your health or drama, drama, drama. That's what my daughter always says. And now there's even a book called Llama, Llama, Holiday Drama.
Oh,
we need to get that for
that
our
one.
Grandchildren. Children.
We do.
Llama, Llama, Holiday Drama. I said, that is so perfect. And then Tommy Masaraki was here recently, and I loved his dad, Mr. Rico. And I remember that wonderful, on two occasions, my dad and Mr. Rico got to visit with each other, World War II veterans, Army foot soldiers, and they got to share some memories. And I told Tommy, I know how tough, you know, now I truly have empathy. Because how lucky was I for 59 years I had my father.
And you know now what other people are going through. You know
yes.
what the loss feels like.
This is not the happiest time of year for everyone.
No, it's not. And the high expectations that we have around the holidays, that it is going to be perfect. And it's not perfect even on a normal day, But when you have a loss, it's very difficult.
I know. We were so blessed all those years to have Dad, in spite of himself, because his illnesses started some 30 years ago. And
he was a fighter, wasn't he?
Man, he was. He fought the good fight, as we say. Yeah. And so it was so cute. Every Thanksgiving Day, you know, as most people do, we'd sit around the dining room table and verbalize what we were grateful for and happy for. And Dad would always say, I'm happy I'm here.
Oh, he always had that great sense of humor, didn't
he? Oh, he did. He never lost it. Even in the final days and with the Alzheimer's, he never lost that funny spirit of his. And so, yeah, that's what we miss the most, the humor. And I am starting to tune in to what are some of those warning signs of depression, because there is a history of depression in my family. And in the years gone by, you know, people didn't talk about it.
And isn't it wonderful that now we can?
Yes.
And that you're going to model that for our community, that we can talk about it, that it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's a medical condition that can be treated. It's treatable.
Absolutely. It was my father, my great aunt, my grandfather. And, you know, the families back in the day, they kept that quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I started having these feelings in this past year that family members, one particular aunt, has been brave enough to speak up and share these family moments with me.
And now you've decided you're going to break that cycle.
Yes.
For your daughters, your granddaughters or grandsons, you're going to break that cycle.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am determined to do so. Well, there are some signs of depression that we need to be aware of.
You know, a holiday. We talk about holiday blues, and that's a normal sadness. It goes along with the stress and the tension of the day. But that goes away. Depression is when the sadness lasts more than 2 weeks, and it incapacitates you. You don't want to get up. You don't want to go out with friends. You're crying. Fatigue.
You're sleeping.
Sleeping or not sleeping.
I'm the sleeper.
Eating or not eating.
I'm the eater.
I'm
and
with
it has
you.
To be sugar.
It sounds like we're kindred spirits.
I know.
But those are all signs. So some people think it's the sleeping, but sometimes the insomnia is a sign
is
of depression.
Is a sign too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you see, I am the cry, eat, sleep. That's my pattern. Cry, and then I'm looking for something sweet to eat, and then I am exhausted. I can't wait to close my eyes. And it's like my head just does hit the pillow, and the eyes are closed.
Well, what's so wonderful is you realize that, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's obvious. You can see it.
But some people ignore these signs.
Oh.
Or some people don't have a good friend that will come and say, I've noticed this. Let's do something about this. That's what a good friend can do for you.
Yes.
Or another family member.
And be brave, be courageous, because you might be the one to put that loved one or that best friend on the right track.
That's right.
To recovery, to healing. Those feelings of, of trouble concentrating. I remember saying during this year of almost a year of grief that I felt like a child that needed to be on Ritalin. Because I was like, bing, 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 bing,
bing. You couldn't
bing.
Focus.
No. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea that was part of it.
Your emotions, your heart, they were causing that lack of concentration for you.
Yes. Deborah, do you remember when you and I were growing up, there used to be a little cartoon. You know, my dad was so funny, so of course I would use humor in trying to explain this. But there was a cartoon called Ricochet Rabbit.
When you said bing, 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 that's the first thing that came to my head.
That's what I kept saying. I feel like Ricochet Rabbit. Bing, bing, bing. And so now I know that's one of the warning signs.
Well, and it's important that we discuss this.
Yes.
Because so many people don't know that. So we talked about crying, mm-hmm. over or under eating, the change in sleep patterns, fidgeting. But one other one is feeling guilty or worthless.
Yes.
We don't find the same meaning in our life. And so that's a sign that we may be in a depression.
And, you know, as much as I've said, there are no regrets. Dad gave us, my brother, my mother, and I, a wonderful life. We gave him a wonderful life, and we're so honored and blessed to be able to care for him. He passed on my watch, mm-hmm. and I think that's in the depths of my psyche, that thought may still be in there, when it could have very easily been my mother or my brother. But
and,
it was,
and the reality is, if it hadn't been on your watch, you would have felt that you should have been there
that
too.
That I should have been there too. Mm-hmm. I know.
It's a no-win.
It's a no-win situation. What's that old phrase? You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
That's right.
I
and
know.
We always want just one more moment. If we only changed one thing, and that's the feeling. If we just had one more moment and could do it differently,
and
just
could do
one
it
more
differently.
Time.
I know, Deborah, Deborah Kirby, social worker, North Oaks Hospice. Deborah, you just nailed it. For me, it's whether I turn right or left. And I took a left turn.
You took a left.
I took a left.
But if you took the right turn today, you might be saying the same thing.
Well, you never know.
You don't know.
I know.
You don't know.
This is the most perfect conversation. And I know that if I'm going through this, others are going through it as well.
It's right. And Rosa, even if it's not the loss of a loved one, it could be loss of a relationship.
Oh, that's right.
Loss of a job.
Yes.
Moving. You're in a new location. There are a lot of losses this time of year.
I know, our children moving away, our grandchildren moving away. You know, Deborah and I love to talk about our grandchildren. And I could just think, oh, my goodness, if my little Yankee son-in-law ever wanted to go back to Pennsylvania and take my Amelia Rose away from me. I'm not even worried about Ashley these days. Take the daughter, but don't take my grandchild.
Well, that's what one of my children moved away. And I said, you can go. But Lucy has to stay here
there
with me.
There you go. You so. See there? I'd be saying the same thing. Well, we hope that you are not experiencing the holiday blues. But if you are, it's normal. And I would say 99.9% of us do in some form or fashion.
Exactly.
But today we're going to give you some things to look for and then some ways to deal with it. That either you can help yourself or someone you care for. So how do we even begin to deal with depression or the holiday blues? How do we attack this?
Well, we already mentioned with you, I said you have faced it. You have said out loud, this is what's happening
yes.
to me.
That's
one of the most
step.
Important things. It really is. So if you can do that, and if you can reach out to others and ask for help.
Yes.
And that's not an easy thing. So that's where family and friends need to step in and say, you know, it's time to reach out for help.
And, you know, sometimes we want people just to listen.
Exactly. That's the greatest gift. And we're talking about the holiday season right now. We're talking about gift giving. But the greatest gift we can give is just to be present with somebody, listen to them, and that person will take you where you need to go with them.
Yes.
If you just listen.
I love to talk about Dad, I do. But I think all my family and friends, they steer away from him because they're afraid it's going to upset me. Or if they see tears, boy, the conversation ends right away. And then my mother, who I dearly love and am helping take care of now, Mama, you know, she's a tough German-Irish woman, born and raised on a farm in Tylertown, Mississippi. And, you know, when she sees the tears come in those, because I am starting, you remember how y'all all told us the time will come where those happy memories come back
right.
and you want to talk and giggle and laugh about them. And Dad gave us many happy moments. But Mother is still telling me, shut up, Rosa, you're making me cry.
And, you know, crying is a good thing. It's a release.
Yes.
It's not a bad thing. But it frightens people. So if they could eventually see that that's an okay thing.
I know. I've told Mother something that I learned from Sister June, the chaplain of North mm-hmm. Oaks Hospice. The tears that we cry at those moments, those are medicinal tears.
They are.
Even the chemical makeup is different from any other tears. Those are healing tears.
And it was interesting. Early in my life, I remember saying once, if only I could cry, I would feel better. Little did I know there was really something scientific behind that. It
yes.
would make me feel better if I could cry.
Absolutely. So. And it does. It does. And then now this is the part that I'm almost there. The reaching out and going, you know, seeking volunteer opportunities. I've had to say no to some of those within the year. But I think I'm ready. To start reaching out again and like going to visit my guys at Fortenberry House with options.
Because you receive so much from that.
Oh, yeah. They make you feel like a rock star when you walk out of that door.
But saying no is a good thing, too. No is a good word. And it's hard for a lot of us that love to give and love to do. It's hard to say no. But if we're so depleted, by stretching ourselves so thin, then we're not worth a nickel for anybody. So
no.
It's good to say no.
What I found, I am proud to say I fulfilled the promises that I had made for this year, but I have to honestly say it would take me a couple of days to build up to that event, and then it would take me a couple of days to wind down from that event. And that surprised me. It was like the wind, you know, how do they say, the wind out of my sail? Or
right. And you were creating a new pattern. You weren't who you were last year. You were a different person this year. And that's always kind of startling. We have images in our head of who we are.
That's right.
And you were a new Rosa, and not a worse Rosa, just a new Rosa this year.
I think Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm is still in here somewhere. I had a sister at St. Joseph Academy. I was blessed with 12 years of Catholic education, and one of the nuns used to call me Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
What a compliment.
I liked it. I did. And there was another one who would, the two would argue with each other. I loved it. Pollyanna.
Oh.
And you know what? I love those two names.
And you know, they're both strong women.
Yes, they were.
So
they're still in there somewhere.
They are.
They are still in there somewhere. Well, in limiting your activities, that's an okay thing to do. I'm so glad you said that.
That is. And setting realistic goals for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, we have such high expectations of ourselves, and our families have high expectations of us. And we need to sit down and be realistic about who we are today. Just like I said, you're a different person than you were last year. The new person has different expectations.
I know. And for our loved ones who mean well, Deborah, I share my personal experiences always on the air. I hope someone benefits from them. I had a dear, sweet cousin that I grew up with, but he and his family made their life in another state. And so it's one of those things where weddings or funerals, that's when I right. see him. And so when I saw him at my dad's wake and funeral, he pulled me on the side, and I know it's because he loved me, but he was like, okay, I don't like how you look. You're really worrying me. I know you're frightening your mother and your brother. You need to get a grip now. Let's get a grip. And this was like 3 days after we lost Dad.
They want you to be the old Rosa, don't they?
They do.
The stability and the humorous.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
They do. Because it's frightening to them.
Yes.
And so,
but I was speechless. I had no words at that time to even... Well, at that point, I had no words to even defend myself.
No. And actually, you were right where you needed to be. I'm sure you were numb, and that's where you needed to be at that moment, and not taking care of everybody else.
I know.
Now, I know even on a hard day for you, you're still taking care of other people.
Oh, I am.
That's your nature.
I am a hover and rescue person.
But you've got to take care of yourself, too.
Yeah. I wish I could hover and rescue over me sometimes.
Isn't that a good thing to do?
It is.
I had a dear friend, and maybe 20 years ago, we started planning having Christmas lunch together the week before Christmas.
Oh, how nice.
Well, that first year we did that, we both got overwhelmed with life and activities, and we called each other, and I said to her, hey, how about if we postpone this till after Christmas?
Great
That'll
idea.
Give us about 4 extra hours. Well, we did that. The next year we planned it again, and we postponed it again. It has been 20 years, and we still put it on our calendar because we still get that little block of time given back to us. That's kind of taking care of myself, isn't it, right
yes.
there?
Yes, yes,
so that's
is.
Something we can do. Another person, someone I work with, told me that after they fixed the big Thanksgiving dinner, all the preparation, all the cooking, all the cleanup, she sat her family down afterwards and said, isn't this wonderful? But guess what? For Christmas, we're having one big pot of gumbo, not 20 dishes.
Thank you.
And that's a realistic expectation. Oh, that's what she could give. Isn't that a wonderful idea?
Well, I'll tell you what I did, because I asked him twice, and he never responded to me, my brother Tommy, about having Christmas at his house rather than my house. Because I found at Thanksgiving, I tried to do what you and Mr. Goble and Sister June had suggested to me, mix it up a little bit, change it up a little bit.
Do it differently.
Do it differently. Well, I had zero support on that. I had many lectures on, but it's tradition. It's the way we've always done it. Please don't change this, Mom, or please don't change this, Rosa. This is what everybody likes to eat, blah, blah, blah. So I went along with all of it. And first of all, no one would sit in Dad's chair, so that made it even more obvious.
Difficult.
Yes, and you're right, difficult. And I have the most beautiful, handsome picture of my dad from Ashley's wedding where everybody thought he was the father of the bride. He was so beaming, excited, and so handsome. And I have a candle in front of that. So I took his memorial candle, and it's not an open flame candle. I want the Hammond Fire Department to know that. It's one of the ones with a little battery powered, but it looks just lovely. And I put that on the table with us. Well, the next thing I knew, that had been taken off the table and put back by Dad's picture. So it was things like that that I tried to change things up, but you have to have the backing and support of your family to do that.
You do.
So for Christmas, I didn't wait for somebody to offer. After two times of speaking to my brother and not getting the response that I wanted because I asked so nicely, I called him last week and I said, Tom, we're coming to your house for Christmas Day.
Great.
I'll bring a fried turkey and the sweet potato casserole because everybody loves that sweet potato crunch. You do everything else. Or call different ones, and everybody's happy to bring something. But we're coming to your house.
Good for you.
I didn't even give him a choice to say, not to answer me or anything, so we'll see.
That's great. So you took control. It gave you a sense of control.
Yes.
You're doing it your way.
I did it their way at Thanksgiving, and it really wore me down. It wore me down.
Well, and what you're doing is letting other people share in the responsibilities. There's a lot of responsibilities at holiday time.
I know.
And so you're letting somebody else carry a little bit of that burden, but also you're changing the scenery. So where you used to have Christmas with your dad and the whole family at your house, now it's going to be a little bit different.
Exactly. And let me tell you, they are stepping up. As I'm sitting here going, oh, they'll never do it, I have to brag on my mother. She called last night and said, okay, I've planned Christmas lunch, and this is what you're going to bring. I said, Mom, I already have a job. Oh, okay, well, then I'll tell your brother to do this. I'll tell Ashley to do this.
Fabulous.
I'll tell Mrs. Dunn, because my husband's family's coming too with us, and they were open to leave Hammond and ride over to Baton Rouge for the day.
They're going with you.
Yes, we're all going. We're taking a neighbor down the street who we dearly love, part of our family. She was coming to my house, and by the grace of God, she said, Rosa, I would love to go to your brother's for lunch.
Oh, how incredible. So that's the support we were talking about.
Yes.
The support you need to know that those people can hold you up when you need it.
I know. You have to speak up. You have to speak up.
That was great.
And don't be as polite as I was. And now, I love this too. Stick to a budget so you don't feel so overwhelmed with the shopping and everything you see in the national media and all the gifts that you think you have to have or want to have. And when you see something like for instance, my dad loved Jelly Bellies and I have to jelly beans. And the other day, and I did this quite naturally and honestly, I was walking with Ashley and Amelia through a store and I saw the Jelly Bellies in a big bag and I said, oh, let me get these for Papa Tommy. It just rolled right off my tongue, not even thinking about it.
It was a memory for you, wasn't
it? Yes, because I gave him Jelly Bellies every Christmas. That was in his Christmas stocking.
And the gift isn't about the money. It's about the thought behind it, too.
Exactly.
And also, we tend to do expensive activities during the holidays. And Hammond has so many rich, wonderful opportunities to go out and enjoy with your family that are free.
Absolutely.
Or low cost. So we're lucky to live in this community. So you can look in the paper, listen on the radio, and find these opportunities. Or all bundle up, get in the car, and go look at Christmas lights.
The Christmas lights are beautiful. And we always encourage people, because the Hammond Downtown Development District underwrites point of view, and is making it possible for me to visit today with Deborah Kirby from the North Oaks Hospice. We always encourage everyone, shop local. Don't get into all that traffic on the interstate or think you have to go to another town or city or whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but
But Hammond has such unique shopping experiences for those gifts that you're not going to find somewhere else.
I know. Yesterday I was so bad, of course, for Miss Amelia Rose. I bought her a little pair of gold shoes. Ashley's going to kill me, but they're the cutest things.
That's wonderful.
We have a beautiful baby shop right here in downtown Hammond.
And you know, on my Christmas tree, I have baby shoes from my own children and my grandchildren. I have mittens that my children used.
What a great idea.
So I can see one year those little gold shoes are going to be hanging on your Christmas tree.
Yes, yes. Well, I hope they fit that little fat foot. And speaking of Christmas ornaments, through the help and direction of the North Oaks Hospice and their staff, a beautiful Christmas tree is created each year.
Our memory tree.
The memory tree. Oh, I hope I always have a spot on it for Dad. I took one of his favorite pictures. It is the most wonderful, fun-filled memory. When Ashley started working for the Louisiana State Museum, Dad and I went by ourselves. We left Mom at home.
An outing,
just the two of us. And I was strolling him around in his wheelchair all through the museum. And all of a sudden, we came upon a Lucky Dog hot dog bin from the New Orleans French Quarter that someone donated to the museum. And Dad said, "Rose, that is a masterpiece."
Oh.
He loved hot dogs. He loved any kind of hot dogs. And with his heart condition, there were many times in his lifetime that I said, "Dad, if I catch you eating another hot dog, I'm going to bury you in a Lucky Dog bin." Well, there it was.
There it was, right there.
And he thought that was a masterpiece. And I took his picture standing right next to the Lucky Dog bin. And that picture, I framed it in a little ornament frame.
And it's on the tree.
It's hanging on the tree. So if anybody wants to go find my dad,
what
he looks just like me.
Gesture, because not only did it bring up the memories of that day, that golden day that y'all had together.
Yes.
But it's on the tree, and it will be shared for years. The ornaments of people that have passed away this last year are put on, but the past year's ornaments are still there.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And families can come back year after year and see them. It's in the Dufresh building, often called the Diagnostic Center at North Oaks. And when you go in, it will be there. It will be up until King's Day, which is January 6th.
Yes.
So we invite people to come and see the wonderful memory tree that we
have
there.
Oh, I know. That was such a happy day. Happy day. And you never know who's listening to your story. The Sunday before the memory tree event, someone in church at St. Albert's heard me say, "Mom's got a bad cold. She's in Baton Rouge. She can't come. My brother's finishing up things at Country Club of Louisiana. He's the general manager, and he can't come. I'm just going to be brave. I'm a big girl, and I can do this by myself." And do you know, one of the ladies from church that I go to church with heard me say that to someone. She came and met me that day.
Incredible. Incredible. And that's a reminder of the support that you have.
Yes.
That someone's willing to walk with you on this journey.
On the journey. That's right. I will never, never forget that.
Such a small gesture.
And I think it's okay if I say her name, though I haven't asked her if I could brag on her. But Miss Pat LeBoux.
Oh, how beautiful.
She met me at the Dufresh Center. And, and she gave me the opportunity to talk about Dad and talk about that experience with, she said, "What is a Lucky Dog bin?" And it was wonderful. Thanks, Miss Pat. I love you.
What a golden friend, though, that she heard you.
Yes.
And she knew how important it would be for you to talk about those experiences.
Yes, yes. I want to, in turn, as they say, pay it forward. I want to do the same for others. I've learned some valuable lessons this year. And to take care of yourself, Deborah, you told me that in the beginning, to take care of ourselves. And the key word I'm looking at is exercise. And I haven't done that.
And that's a hard thing to do. It's a hard hard during Christmas, even normal Christmases. But when you've had a loss, it's a hard thing to do. But there's a euphoria that comes when you exercise, and it stabilizes your peace of mind and your well-being. Same as eating well. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have those extra calories as long as you get those basic nutritional needs met, too.
That's right.
So try to eat well before you go to the party, too.
I know. I tell everyone to log on to myplate.gov. It makes it so easy to see and understand what we should be eating rather than, in my case at the moment, grazing all day long on whatever sweet thing I can put my hand on. Well, how can we help someone with depression as we close out our show? What are some of the things we can do? What can we offer?
Well, people can include others in their activities, invite them to their home. I just heard you say you're taking a crew with you to Baton Rouge.
Oh, I am. We'll take two cars full of people.
And so what you've done is reached out to people that might be alone that day so that they can join in the fun and festivities. You could also call, and someone that's having a hard time, call and say, can I come over and cook with you today? Let me help you do that. Or let's clean the house together.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Not cleaning my house, but going and cleaning somebody else's house.
I know.
House
I'd
be
happy
too.
If somebody would call and say, let me help you finish putting up those Christmas decorations that are still sitting on the floor. I did get them downstairs, though, from upstairs to downstairs.
They've moved.
And being a good listener.
Like your friend Pat was.
Yes.
She heard you, that you were going to go alone. She knew it would be a hard day for you. She went there, and she was a great listener to you.
Absolutely.
And just that presence was all you needed that day.
I know. And now Miss Pat, she comes and hugs me every Sunday after Mass. I just love it. That's the best hug ever.
And you know, I'm sure it enriches her too. I'm sure it does.
Yeah, that's what she says. So if we know someone who is deeply saddened or depressed, what should we do?
And it's important for us to remember that holiday blues are just normal sadness, normal grief. It goes away. But depression is deeper than that. And it's important to call a professional. You could call your family physician, or you can look on North Oaks' website, which is www.northoaks.org. And there's a wealth of information there, too.
Very good. And for more information on the North Oaks Hospice, Deborah, how can people get in touch with you?
They can go on the website, and they can find my number there, or they could call North Oaks Hospice, which is area code 985-230-7620.
There you go. Deborah Kirby, social worker, North Oaks Hospice. Deborah, may God, well, let's put you and Mr. Goble and Sister June and your entire staff with this. May God bless and multiply your efforts as you care for us who are on this healing journey from the loss of our loved ones. I could not have gotten through the year without you.
Well, I count today as one of my blessings.
Oh,
thank you
wonderful.
So much.
You're so very welcome. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. We want to thank the Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor of Point of View, making us ready for the holiday season. Downtown merchants offer gifts for family and friends with an opportunity to support local businesses, providing a little something for children of all ages. You'll find boutiques, restaurants, art galleries, and the Children's Discovery Center. For more information, you are welcome to log on to the Downtown Development District website, www.ddd.hammond.com. My name is Rosa Dunn, along with Deborah Kirby, representing the North Oaks Hospice. We want to wish you a very safe and happy holiday season.